Hello, Downey. Welcome to another episode of Talking Downey Business Edition, where we shine a spotlight on all the businesses that power our community. I'm Natalie Tiercios, and joining me today is the City of Downey Council Member Horacio Ortiz.
Hey, Downey. We're super excited to highlight businesses within our community. Specifically, we're here highlighting a business in District 1 where I'm super excited to be joined by partners, XPO Auto Sales. And I was hoping you guys can introduce yourselves, tell a little bit about the origin of this business here in our community.
I'm Travis King, and I'm one of the partners for a company called Process Tech. We are partnered with XPO Auto Sales to make this a reality for the conversions.
Hello, and my name is Alfredo. I'm just one of the partners, and I'm just here to hopefully add a little bit of support here.
So XPO Auto Sales is owned by a gentleman named Remo. Remo actually consults with us to build out some of the projects that he's working on. He's been in the industry for decades, supporting LAX, as well as some of the parking, like parking spots and things like that, where he's providing shuttle bus service. So he's providing the shuttle buses and the maintenance for these customers. And now he wants to take it another level. So before he was just providing the shuttle buses and doing the maintenance, but now he wants to provide a whole new product where it's sustainability project, taking these old shuttle buses and bringing them back to life, giving them a second life. As an electric vehicle. So this is like part of what we're doing here in Downey. He has other locations, but in Downey location, this is where we're doing the actual conversion process.
What's been the most challenging part about transforming all these vehicles and shuttles into electric vehicles?
So far, it's been that we're building the first ones, and so it's like building a prototype after prototype. We're not in production yet, so we're just taking the first units and trying to figure it out. How do we take a shuttle bus that was built on a Ford E450 chassis and then marry it to a ProMaster that uses a Tesla powertrain? We are literally taking three vehicles that are at their end of the life and we're putting them together to create a whole nother vehicle.
Wow, that seems pretty interesting. I mean, you spoke a little bit about the challenges. It seems like it's a lot of work right now. And California has been, I believe, in the forefront of electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. What do you feel is the challenges you guys are foreseeing right now during this time? And how can we continue to help during this time for you guys as a business?
Oh gosh, it's all about getting parts when it comes to this business. So if you don't have it in stock, you got to go find it. So the availability of parts is very essential. What's been great is just down the street in Downey, there's a metal supply, Beyond Steel. We've been utilizing them a lot for our steel. But as we get into more parts, the more suppliers that we can be introduced to that fit into our vehicle, then we would like to use those companies, especially from a close proximity, but also it's supporting the companies local to Downey.
Right now, you said you're getting supplies within our local community. You mentioned some here in Downey. There's other supplies that you go from out of state that you see that you're getting a lot of, or out of the country, and how's that affecting right now?
You know, it's just timing, and everything with this is about getting the parts as quickly as possible, especially as we're trying to ramp this up. So yeah, there are some parts I get all the way from across the country. I have to wait for the logistics for them to arrive. So having local suppliers, I don't know all the suppliers, but having local suppliers that can come to us, that can help us with our seats, that can help us with our steel, that can help us with all the parts that we need, really helps us work faster and more efficiently.
It's interesting, Downey residents, some of our residents don't even know that we have these type of local businesses. Our role right now is to really promote businesses that are in our community that don't, I mean, it's not always about restaurants, bars, or like family-friendly business, but know what really impacts our community and our state and changes like that. So I think it's really important that we highlight these types of transformation in our community and highlight these.
Thank you for bringing that up, actually, because the other part to building these isn't, it's not just the parts, it's also the people, and we are hiring. We're hiring people.
Downey, just make sure you come out.
We are hiring. We're hiring. We have two open positions right now. Within the next month, we should have another two. We're trying to ramp up because we're ramping up production. So people who want to be a part of this transformation, we're growing.
And that's the thing, it's about transformation, and I think California, like I said, it's in the forefront of this transformation of EV, getting EV electric cars, and a lot of people are getting electric vehicles. We see a lot of people, instead of getting gas cars, getting electric vehicles. Any tip or advice that you give to those types of residents that want to convert or want to change to those type of electric vehicles?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, the infrastructure, it used to be all about range anxiety. But the batteries these days, you get a lot more range. I think with the growth and support in the past for EVs to come up and that infrastructure, I think it's less scary now. You know, there's a lot more sites. I think Downey has a lot of sites for charging as well. So even if you can't charge at your home, you have a lot of options there. So I think that's helped with the transformation.
I'm glad you brought that up, because just yesterday we just had a city meeting where we discussed that Downey received a grant to put additional EV chargers that was not allocated from our general funds, but it was a grant that we received from the state where we got funds to do an upgrade on these EV chargers. Help me out, because I'm not a huge expert on it.
Yeah.
But it went from certain bolts, so a faster charger for these types of electric vehicles. So I know the Downey, we're really working hard to add more infrastructure for electric vehicles as well.
Yeah, it's great. The infrastructure is trying to catch up with the OEMs who are getting the battery packs to charge faster, but you need the infrastructure to support it. So it goes hand in hand. So as the automakers are getting these great technological improvements, the hard part is that once you get the infrastructure in, it's very difficult to upgrade those. It gets expensive.
It gets very expensive.
And so it is a challenge. That is one of the big challenges that I think faces a lot of our cities, is trying to keep up with the technology advancements.
How do you see yourselves in the next few years? I know that you guys are evolving and changing. What do you guys see your company growing here within our community in the next few years?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, one of the things that's coming up, you got the LA Olympics coming up in 3 years. So when you think about the transportation needs that's going to happen, I know that they're trying to get the trains or the trams going so that they can support that. But there's going to be a big need for these shuttle buses. So we're going to continue to grow this and not only offer refurbished units like we're doing today, but we're actually in the design effort for new units. So we can offer then a larger variety, where if somebody wants to pay the price for a brand new unit, we'll have those available to them. And if they want, they're more on a tight budget, we can provide those. So as we grow, we're going to continue to refurbish old units because we like the sustainability of that. And then we'll also introduce new units. And some of those new units will be ADA compliant with a low floor without any steps. So we're making it really easy for their passengers and for the companies themselves to offer a better product.
Yeah. How is your company helping with that? Because it's going to be a lot of tourism coming in, not only to California, but Downey specifically, Long Beach. I know that's where they're going to do a lot of those. What do you see yourself in that transition or that help?
Right now, it's about providing the equipment. That's where our expertise is. As we move along, Remo is really more of the strategist when it comes to this and has all those relationships. But we do a lot of work with LAX. And with the local companies that support that. So I'm hoping that we'll just continue to provide quality products. We're really focused on safety, durability, and value. So hopefully we can provide that where we have a local source now for these kinds of shuttle buses and can support that.
One thing I want to help our community out is to advertise this type of business and highlight. Is there any way community members can come and look at or take a tour to see what's going on? I think it's really important that we highlight these type of businesses and show them what's going on within. I know there's other, Coca-Cola just had an open house to showcase their expansion and their big project that they're coming in, which is great for our community. Here, some of the community members don't know what's happening here within the gates. So. And also give them a little education about EV and the transformation and how this better affects our community in a good, positive way. So is there any ways that community members can do an outreach or come over here and take a see what's going on or how that process is?
Yeah, I think that we're open to that. Being a manufacturing environment and industrial environment, we would have to plan it so that it makes sense. I don't want people obviously coming over without without an invitation, you know, with a time schedule slot, random people just walking through. But if there was enough interest, then yes, we love showing people and being a part of this community. So we would love to be a part of that and show.
And if you could give any advice to anyone who's considering shifting over to electrical vehicles, what are some things that you would want to say to them?
Oh, wow. For me personally, I think electric is a great direction. I'm very weary about people saying electric is the only direction. And so when people say, oh, we have to go all electric by 2040 or something, I personally don't agree with that. I've been in the automotive industry for a very long time. And when you go into something where it's the only option, it's a lot of risk. For instance, if the entire infrastructure goes down, nobody can drive anymore. So as a strategy for my own home, I have an electric vehicle and a gas vehicle. So I think it's important that we have diversity in our options and that we don't need to just select one direction and only go that way. Having a diversity of products is good. I think a lot of people see gas as being bad for the environment, but to be honest, gas, even diesel, which is rarely shunned upon here in California, has come a long ways. If you look at the diesels that are being used in Europe, they are very minimal emissions. So when you look at it from a sustainability, for good for the world, our technology on the gas side has progressed significantly. And I think that doing something where you have EV and it's a great solution, but it's not the only solution.
I do want to say that I do agree with your thought that it's a good balance between both, having EV and diesel. I think this idea that by 2036, I think that was the set deadline, but now they extended it. Yeah. They realized that cities or counties don't really have the infrastructure to sustain that and also have the choice between choosing one or other. I would say, though, electric vehicles have been a great moving forward to a cleaner energy source. And I think what you guys are doing has been great to providing that type of business and alternative for our community. So I do want to say that thank you for transforming the vehicles into that type of new.
No, I appreciate that. And actually, when I talk about we're converting these and doing the electric drive systems, it doesn't mean we're only doing electric. So it's another good point. Those new vehicles I talked about, they'll be internal combustion engine. So we'll have EVs and ICE, internal combustion as well.
Wow, that's interesting. So you do also converting, how does that work again? Can you explain a little bit, go into detail with that?
Yeah, so like for instance, some of the vehicles that we're buying for next year from Stellantis, these are gonna be internal combustion vehicles that we will convert to the low floor and with our own home, if you will. And with those, they'll go out as an internal combustion vehicle, but then when they're at the end of their life, those motors have taken the last mile, then we'll bring them back and then convert them to electric and continue to utilize the body and everything. So we're doing both. We're doing EV. These are all getting converted to EV, but then we're also doing ICE, internal combustion, as well.
That's amazing. So I just want to say thank you. I took a tour not too long ago to see what you guys are doing here because I want to see what businesses are with my my district. And it was just interesting to see how that transformation from these to an electric has been, you know. And I learned a lot. And I come from a school from STEM. So then it's interesting. I geeked out.
I can appreciate that. And you know what, when you get into this stuff and you know how things get built and everything and you get to experience it,
yes,
it's a whole nother feeling. I mean, even these electric ones, we have one, our first concept built, and you take that on the roads and it's so quiet. It's just, you take it on the freeway and it just glides. So it's an incredible experience to see that all come together and then to feel it is something else.
So my question to you is, when do I bring my car so you can convert my car from diesel to electric? No, I'm just kidding.
It'll have to be after his because he wants to do a VW bus, an old VW bus. And I'm like, you have to wait, man.
So we see all these vehicles that we have here in the shop. How many have you actually transformed?
So we have one concept that we've done, and then these are the first batch of five. So remember I was talking about how we're in kind of this development stage. Mm-hmm. So we're doing them in batches. This is the first five. We have another five that will be starting on end of this week. And then we have another 20 that are coming in that are a longer wheelbase. And those will be starting in October. So it's like we're ramping up. By next year, we should be doing over 200 units easily.
Wow.
Out of here in Downey.
Here in Downey, 200 units.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity to come here and discuss a little bit about the future of EV and our, and especially in our community here in Downey. Like I said earlier, not a lot of people know what some businesses are doing here. And to highlight this, it's just amazing. So residents and our community knows Downey is also in the forefront for these types of businesses. So I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to sit down with you all and have a little discussion about your business here.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate your time as well. And we really like working here in Downey. It's been wonderful.
Awesome. We're looking forward to the Olympics.
Me too.
Well, thank you for tuning in, Downey. This is Talking Downey, Business Edition. I'm Natalie Tercios.
And this is Horacio Ortiz, council member from District 1. Thank you, Downey.